superstar.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, and all of his hosts, thank you, thank you. Thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration Perfecting the Saints right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of just about 31 years, none other than in the person of...
Amen, Minister Townsend.
Okay, Minister Mildred, I can't hear you. Let me try that again.
Amen. Minister Mildred Townsend.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out what was going on with my sound there. But we got you now loud and clear. And again, as always, we'd like to invite you wherever you are, amen, in your places of confinement, your hospital rooms, amen, your convalescent homes, behind prison bars. In any event, we count it a privilege as well as an honor to spend this portion of your day with you, knowing that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has afforded us this opportunity. Amen. As always, we'd like to bid you Godspeed in the name of Jesus. Without any further preliminary, going to ask my beautiful wife, Minister Mildred, to share a scripture, and we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Psalms and beginning Psalms 24, beginning at the first verse, and it reads as this: "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof; the world, and they that dwelleth thereof." Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for the reading of your word, Lord God, for we know that the earth is the Lord.
Yes,
and the
Lord.
Fullness thereof.
Thank you,
therefore,
Jesus.
God, we're going to trust you in all
thank
things,
you, Jesus,
knowing
Lord.
That you know all about it.
Oh, yes,
Lord, we pray
thank
for our
you.
Brothers and sisters out there in the radio land,
yes,
praying,
Lord.
God, that you will meet the need in the name of Jesus.
In the name
and
of
Lord,
Jesus.
You said in your word that you
thank
will give
you,
us
Jesus,
the desires
yes,
of our heart. We delight ourselves in you. Lord, let our desire be to please you
yes, Lord.
Each and every day.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Jesus.
We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You even for the ones, Lord God,
thank
that are
you,
bearing
Jesus.
Loved ones today.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
You will be with them, God. That you will comfort them
oh, yes,
in their
Lord.
Hour of bereavement.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you, God, for every sick body, Lord. We're praying that you will touch in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
the
Jesus.
Ones behind prison bars. Oh, God, we haven't forgotten about them. And all of your people everywhere that
thank
are going
you.
Through. We're praying, God, that you would just be with them even in this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. As always, brothers and sisters, we count it a privilege as well as an honor to be with you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Amen. What we'd like you to do right now, get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is now on the air. That's right. Whether you're traveling up and down the highways, amen, whether you're behind prison bars, amen, whether you're in the convalescent homes, the nursing homes, amen, we bid you Godspeed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We count it a privilege as well as an honor to come to you each and every week, amen, to share the pure, unadulterated word of God. And as the word of God clearly says, that if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. But more importantly, brothers and sisters, to share a word of truth and sincerity with you. One of the things that I'd like to share, Minister Milton and myself, we often, you know, even in our private time, we speak about this. And I don't know how this resonates in your mind. But again, this is always, anything that we share with you is to help you get on the truth and the honesty and sincerity concerning the things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus said that many, Minister Mildred, will come up unto me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name?
My God.
Have we not cast out devils? Have we not raised the sick, cleansed the leper, and done many wonderful works in your name?
Yes, Lord.
Now, family, listen at me very carefully. This thing ain't nothing to play with. This thing ain't nothing to take for granted, because Jesus said that he will respond to them in this like manner. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
My God, my God.
Listen to what he says, family. I never knew you. You know how it is. You know how sometimes you come in acquaintance with other people and they, you know, they're friends with you. And you can walk up to somebody else and say, hey, do you know Brother Shoblo? Oh, yeah, I know him. Now, they ain't never met him. They just heard about him by what somebody else said. But they themselves did not have that relationship with that individual. Well, sad to say, family, that's what's going on now. I heard about him. Grandmama told me about him. Can I bring it even closer to home? Pastor told me that, I needed to have a relationship with him. Can I bring it even closer? I listen to the television evangelists, and I tell you, they really inspire me from week to week and week, month to month, year to year. But here's the truth, family. Listen at this carefully. Let me say this just a little bit slower so you can get this. He's going to say to many, depart from me, you workers. Wait a minute. Out of all my church going, you workers. Out of all my jumping and shouting, you workers. Out of all my speaking in tongue, you workers. Wait a minute. Out of all my tithing and giving and giving to the orphans and giving to different functions, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And I began to ask the Lord and said, now, Minister Mildred, what, Lord, what would constitute that? He said, because man has taken upon himself to concoct his own ideas concerning religion. He's taken upon himself to concoct his own ideas concerning the plan of salvation. He's taken upon himself to concoct his own ideas when it comes to marrying and remarrying and giving in marriage. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Out of all the good field messages that we hear, that I see increase, overflow, and magnification of God's presence in the land, and I've come that they may have life and have it more abundantly, aside from all of that, Minister Mildred, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know that ain't a good way to get y'all day started this morning.
Amen, but it's the truth. And then, you know, when the Bible speaks about he's coming to separate the wheat from the tare. Uh-huh. Many times the tares are doing things, and a lot of people are blaming the wheat, you know, for it. But they're, you know, God got them just together all together for right now.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to do the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to know, amen, where we at. We just stick to this word. You can't go wrong when you stick to the word. We go wrong when we listen to men, you know, when their ability to expound on certain things and saying that it don't take all of that. But it's going to take that and then some because we want to do it the way the Lord tell us to do. But, you know, many people are following the crowds. They're following the mega preachers and all of these things, you know, before them instead of following what the true word of God is saying. Mm-hmm. You know, we got this book in our hand. It can work for us, or it can work against us when we disobey it, Bishop. And this is what's going on. We got to hold on to it. But before we go any further, we just want to thank God. God is so awesome, and he's so good. I see you wouldn't say anything about it. Today is your birthday. Praise the Lord. Yeah, amen.
You're right. I wasn't going to say that.
I know. I know.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything. As a matter of fact, I had my mind on something else.
Yeah, but he's good. You know, I'm talking about the part about God being so good to allow you to see another day. Amen. Another birthday. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to say your age. I know they say women.
I don't listen.
Well, men are a little different.
Slow down.
They don't.
Back that thing up.
Yes,
wait just a minute. Hold
yes,
on.
Indeed.
I don't mind letting the world know that God has blessed me to see 59 years of age.
Amen.
In which that I am most thankful and appreciative because as I look back over my life, Minister Mildred, amen, coming from a scenario, amen, as I look back of growing up in the streets of Chicago, growing up on Madison Street, where in the era of the Black Panthers and all of those things like that, where young African-American men were being shot down like dogs back in the late 50s and early 60s. Growing up, amen, right there when the Martin Luther King riots took place. When I look back over my life and see how God has been exceedingly, wonderfully, abundant.
Oh, yes.
A blessing in my life.
Hallelujah.
I can't help but to celebrate every day as my birthday.
God is good.
But this is the day that I was born.
That's a happy born
into
day.
Into this life.
Yes.
Yeah, happy born day to me. This is the day 59 years ago that, amen, I made my entrance into this earth realm as a spiritual being having a physical
a human
or
experience.
Human yes. experience, if
yes.
you will.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And now God is bringing me back to that spiritual mind. Amen. Well, I'm no longer earthbound. I'm learning to detach myself from the things of this earth and finding more pleasure in knowing that, as my Lord and Savior said, that I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be there also. In my Father's house are many mansions.
And yes.
Listen, one of them
belongs to me.
Belongs to me.
I like that. Yes.
So my admonition today, even on my birthday, prepare to go with me to my Father's house. Why? Because down here on this earth, there's a lot of hatred.
Okay.
A lot of animosity,
yes.
A lot of jealousy.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
A lot of bigotry and fighting,
yes,
and arguing. But
yes,
listen, in my Father's house, only going to be joy there.
Hallelujah.
Only going to be peace. Only going to be love there. Amen. So that's what I'm preparing to do. Amen. Preparing to go to my Father's house. Mildred, go ahead and give out some shouts.
And then, no, I was just saying, just to piggyback on that, because if there's jealousy, envy, and all of these things down here, believe me, you won't make it to heaven to have it there, because God, nothing will be defiled up there. Praise the Lord. You have to get rid of it here, unleash it, and unload it right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Somebody's calling right now. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from at this time?
This is Alita Hill from Hartford, Connecticut. Yvette Hill.
Yvette Hill from Hartford, Connecticut. God bless you on today.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless.
Happy birthday, Bishop.
Oh, God bless you. Look at you.
Beautiful.
That's too sweet.
I didn't even know my Facebook thing was open.
All the way from Hartford,
yes,
Connecticut. Amen. Yes, praise God. Amen.
I was on before. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I was having a little technical difficulty there, and I'm trying to get things back established there again. But God bless you, Sister Yvette. God bless you so much. One of my Facebook friends and my wife's Facebook friends.
Yes, you are. Both.
Yes, yeah.
I believe your son just requested me.
Really?
My son?
What's your son? Your son is another Townsend just.
All right, you got to be careful out there now. There's hackers out there.
Yeah.
You got to, don't want you to be so naive. Can I tell you, there's a lot of people out there just trying to hack your page. So
now, you might be thinking about a Michael Townsend, always calling him dad, but that's not our son.
Is his name Michael?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I believe
that's
him.
Right,
okay, if
right.
It's Michael. Yeah, Michael, he always calls me his dad. So, mm-hmm, you know, anybody with the last name Townsend, you know, they gravitate towards you calling you their dad. And
yeah,
and I do have a lot of sons and daughters in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I know you do.
Amen. Have a lot of sons and daughters in the Lord. And just for the record, we've been keeping you lifted up in prayer, too, and that God is working mightily with you.
I tell you, my niece just committed suicide too.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm just like, I wanted to cut myself. I've been trying to cut myself and
mm-hmm
do all kind of crazy stuff to myself. Wanting mm-hmm to just drink, wanting to just, mm-hmm, I don't know. And then, you know, I belong to a really, really prophetic church where mm-hmm there's deliverance going forth. Mm-hmm. The prophet is healing tumors, AIDS, cancer, leukemia,
yes,
lupus, HIV. And I mean, I'm just
hallelujah,
like waiting for God to deliver me. I know it's my time. I know it's
yes,
my
it is.
It is.
It's your time.
PTSD,
yes,
post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting patiently on God because I know it's in the supernatural,
mm-hmm,
and it will manifest in the natural.
It will.
It will.
Yvette, you know,
yes,
when you first became our friend, and I know within your flesh the struggle that the enemy's trying to place in your mind. But God's got great work,
yeah,
for you to
that's
do.
That's right.
Amen. And that's why we lift you up every day. We have prayer at the church at 12
right
o'clock. And we're always lifting up people that are up under bouts of deep depression. But I'm here to tell you now that God wants to empower you,
Lord,
to have power over that devil.
Yes.
Amen. You can,
yes,
say from this day forward, I'll never cut myself again.
That's right.
I'll never inflict bodily harm on myself again. Amen. Why? Because
Lord
Jesus came that I may have life and have it more
abundantly.
And one thing about it, Satan don't mind you trying to live a life in between heaven and hell.
Yes.
He don't care.
Yes.
But I'm here to tell you that Jesus wants you to come out victoriously in every area of your life.
Fully surrendered.
Because you know what the
yes,
Lord told me?
Lord.
You're also battling with loneliness. Amen. And you think, amen, that, you know, that your time ain't going to come where God will bless you with a spouse or a mate. But let me tell you something. Yes. Until that time, the enemy thinks that as long as he can get you to offer your body to men just to satisfy what the flesh wants to do. Yeah. But no, baby, that's not the answer.
That's right. Hallelujah.
That's not the answer.
God got them.
Because I've got to be honest with you. The enemy wants to infest you with disease and sickness.
Yes.
And that will add to more to the depression. But from this day forward, Sister Yvette, you know what you began to say every morning when you wake up? My body belongs to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My mind belongs to God.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Glory to God.
My body, my mind, and everything
belongs to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Minister Mildred is going to pray with you right now. We're going to touch and agree with
you. Hallelujah. Right, Lord, we just thank you for our darling sister. And we know, Lord God, that the work that you started, God, that you shall complete it. And God, we stand on that knowing that it is already done. God, in the spirit realm, we see it. Hallelujah. Victorious is her name.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, God.
Satan, you are defeated. You are defeated.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
You cannot do what you want to do. You are defeated in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Sister Yvette, listen here. You're not coming out empty. You're going to come out victorious. You hear me? You hear what I said?
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to come out victorious. I don't care what the enemy has told you in the past. Amen. The Bible said, amen, when we become creatures in Christ Jesus, old things pass away.
All things become new.
That's right, beloved.
Yes.
And what you began to profess is that, thank you for my new mind.
Ha.
Thank you, Lord, for my new attitude.
Thank you. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Watch this. Thank you for new growth.
Glory to
God. Thank you for new friends.
Lord,
thank you, Lord, for new love. Amen.
Yes,
because
Lord,
God
Jesus.
Is extending his love in your life all the time.
I've seen you
and your beautiful sons. And those sons love their mother so much until it breaks their heart to just even think that you are in a depressed state. Of course it does.
Hallelujah.
You have some beautiful children.
I mean, they're beautiful.
Beautiful children.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful children.
You have so much to live for. But listen to me carefully.
You've got brothers and sisters that are standing, fighting with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Pleading the blood of Jesus over every demonic element. Listen, even going back into the days of your past, when hurtful things happened in your life, that opened up all type of portals in your life. But yet, Jesus goes back to the day of the assault in your life. Goes back to the day of the rape and the molestation in your life. And Jesus brings healing and clarity, even the very second when you were a little girl.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
You shall not spend your days in another prison as long as you live. God has opened the door and set you free in your mind, in your spirit.
Hey, God. Thank
I have freedom.
Honor. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And sister, when you start to feel that spirit of loneliness trying to come, you began to say this word, I'm never alone. Jesus said he's with me always, even until the end of this age.
Thank you, Lord.
It doesn't matter. Amen. When the bills need paying, he's still there. When food needs to be on the table, he's still there. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Amen. Sister, listen, we're going to keep you lifted up and you keep in touch with us, okay?
I will, Bishop.
We love you.
We love you.
All right.
God bless you,
God
now.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Amen. To those that are still out there, listen, we love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Before I get too ahead of myself, amen, I love our brothers and sisters, Minister Mildred, and we did receive some letters from our brothers and sisters in the penitentiaries and in the different correctional facilities. Sister Ivy, if you're listening, we did receive your letter. And we are touching and agreeing, with you that God will work it out under this new administration.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. The resentencing that you're looking for. Amen. That God will overturn the life sentences in your life.
Jesus.
Brother Frazier, we got your letter as well. Amen. And we're praying for you. Amen. Those of you that say that we are such an encouragement to you, well, let me tell you something. Amen. God wants you to prove that encouragement by continuously being a light. Shining in the midst of darkness. Amen. Sister Ivy, I want to share this with you concerning the compatibility that God wants you to be with, you ask God who he has for you. Because the Bible says that when a man find a woman, amen, when a man findeth the wife, he findeth the good thing and obtain favor with the Lord. Amen. I know a lot of time our sisters are lonely. And they're looking for companionship.
Yes.
So they go to this church, and they go to that church, and they start pen pal writing this person and that person. Amen. But you've got to let God do it.
Hallelujah.
How many folk have let other folk put them together, and it didn't last? How many folks have went against God's perfect will for their life only because their flesh told them she looks like a Coca-Cola shape, she looks like a brick house, only to find out that her mind was more like a slop house?
Jesus, Jesus.
Only to find out that he was more like a pig pen.
Amen. Amen.
Than a pen pal.
You got to wait on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Trust God in this time, even in your waiting. Amen. It really is not a wait. When you really into God and really loving him, praise the Lord, God will send the person into your life.
Yes, he will.
He's a God. He's not withholding thing from you.
Yes,
he's saying in his word, he will not hold no good thing from them that walk upright before.
Hallelujah.
Are you walking upright? Hallelujah. That's what you got to do.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
There's some conditions.
That's right.
Hallelujah, that God expects from us. Amen.
Amen.
We must fully surrender over to the things of the Lord.
Amen. Sister Ivy, want to share this with you? Amen. I want to share this with you that, amen, my mother, too, was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yes.
Amen. But God touched and healed her body. They removed the breast, and they found no cancer in her body.
Yes.
So, amen, we're here to tell you that God is not only a healer, he is also a deliverer. Amen. And concerning your circumstance and situation, we always pray that God's perfect will be done.
Amen.
Amen. That's the reason why I can celebrate my birthday every day.
Hallelujah.
Because God opened my eyes today.
Amen.
Amen. I have a brother. Amen. Did not live to see 50 years old. I have a sister that did not live to see 50 years of age.
She didn't live to see 40.
She didn't live to see 40.
Yeah.
Amen. As a matter of fact, when I was a child, the doctors told my mother that I would not live to see 18.
My God.
Amen. With conditions that I had on my body. But I remember the word of the Lord speaking through me, even as an infant child. And I told my mother, I went back and I said, Mother, the doctor did not make me.
Hallelujah.
And if God didn't say I'm not going to die, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live as a little child. Amen. Did you hear what I said, family? As a little child, I prophetically spoke those words. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart. Listen, if you're out there and you desire prayer, amen, the number to call is 877-464-2500. Amen. Put it out there on Facebook. Amen. Somebody write it down, even on Facebook. Put it across the screen. 877-464-2500. Love to hear from you. Amen. You can call and wish me a happy birthday if you want to, but amen, I'm here to pray for your most urgent needs on today, and I thank God for what he's doing. Also, Hilltop Nursing Home. Amen. We're going to be going to Hilltop Nursing Home. Amen. On tomorrow at 9:30. Amen. We want you to meet us there and greet us there. Amen. Going to go to the prayer line. Call it. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from at this time?
God bless you, Bishop, you and your wife.
God bless you. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
Oh, Diana Lewis. I'm from Gina, Louisiana.
God bless you, Sister
praise
Diane from Gina. Amen.
Yes,
God bless you.
Uh-huh. I called to pray for prayer for my son. He's looking for a job. He has five children.
Yes.
And trying to find a place to stay.
Hallelujah.
And he's up for child support court. And he's not working right now.
Yes, ma'am.
But I've been praying for him.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what God said. Well, two or three is joined together in my name.
That's the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the word.
Amen.
Minister Mildred, I feel
amen.
She's already excited.
All right.
All we can do is touch and agree with her.
Amen. And God will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we have three sons. They even come to Louisiana.
Yes.
And each and every one of them needed a job.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God bless each and every one of them
with
a job.
Jesus.
And
yes,
even
Lord.
Concerning this young man, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
You know all about
Jesus.
It. And we touch and agree
thank
that you will bless him with a job, not just any job, God.
Hallelujah.
But a job that be able able to provide,
Jesus,
God.
Yes, Lord.
That he'll be able to even take care of children and
thank
even
you,
have
Jesus.
Some for himself, Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
and
of
we're
Jesus.
Just thanking you in advance
thank you,
for
Jesus.
The things that you're doing. And most of all, Lord, that you would give salvation
thank
to him.
You, Jesus.
Oh, God, and to the ones even
in
around
the name
him.
Of Jesus.
In the
thank
mighty
you,
name of Jesus.
Thank you,
but you
Jesus.
Are all that and then some.
Thank you, Jesus.
We trust you like that, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Holy name.
Glory to God.
Amen. And it is so. Call us back with that praise report, letting us know that God has given you the petition of
your heart. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. God bless y'all, sister.
God bless y'all, too.
All right.
All right. God bless.
All right. Listen, if you're out there in Facebook land, you can dial 877-464-2500. Again, that number is 877-464-2500. Amen. Again, a reminder, we're going to be at the Hilltop Nursing Home tomorrow at 9:30. You are certainly invited to come join us. Amen. Maybe you don't have a church home. Listen, join us. Be a blessing in the life of people that are not able
that's
to
right.
go to church. Jesus told us, he commissioned us to go into the hedges and highways and byways. Amen. And then you know what he said? We done got so prestigious in our living for God. Maybe that's the reason why Jesus is going to say to some of us, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Because, amen, we're only concerned about folks that's got good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Those, amen, that can give good tithe and offering. Amen. I'll talk about that just a little bit later on. Hello, callers. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
First, I want to give a big birthday shout-out to our Bishop Townsend and that great ministress, Minister Mildred and everything. These great moments of inspiration. God bless you on your birthday there.
Yes, sir.
Bishop Townsend.
Yes, sir. Thank
this
you.
This is Cornelius White from Alexandria, Louisiana. The God, Guns, and Gold Man, the Bible, Bullets, and Beans Man, telling everybody to get ready, get ready.
Get ready, yeah. All right, TD.
Well, I tell you what, man. You know what? One good thing about it is we thank and praise God for all of our brothers and sisters. You've been with us a long time, too, Brother Cornelius.
Yes, he has.
Oh, yeah, almost from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Almost from the beginning.
Been here 5 years.
Amen, amen. And you still ain't talked me into getting no guns and no bullets.
Well,
he's talking to somebody.
At least getting the Bible and the beans.
Yes, sir. Now, hey, listen,
now you're talking.
Look, you left out you left out one other component that I like, too. I like that gold, too, now.
Well, it's better to have the Bible and the beans where you can eat. The gold you can't eat. They'll see you throwing the gold and silver. They're cast out in the street.
That's right.
That's true. They're going to be trodden on all this stuff.
But I had to come up with something so that...
Put the gold in there.
Amen. Well, you did a good job, my brother, and we certainly appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Yep. Down through the years, you've been right there faithfully supporting us, and we appreciate that. Don't take you for granted.
Oh, yeah. I came by last week. The door was locked, so I know y'all must have been gone. I said, man, they got out of there fast last week.
Really?
Yeah. Y'all must, it was about, I guess.
Sometimes when people... Sometimes those people downstairs
lock
the door
their doors.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
And Minister Mildred probably be gone somewhere, so they lock those doors early sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I know.
Maybe you could have came out to the back and just.
What you need to do is call before you come.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, call. So that because we may have to go down there and open that door for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a good thing to know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But anyway, what I wanted to tell you, you know, I'm a great coast to coast. Fan and stuff and listener, and one of the guys called in. He said, man, that God, Guns, and Gold Man, Bible, Bullets, and Beans, man, he better watch it. The government may be after him.
Ooh,
really?
So, yeah, one of the callers, he said, man, the government may be after him. He's trying to tell the truth.
Well, one thing about it, Brother Cornelius, Jesus did say you're going to be hated for my sake. Now, you ain't, now as long as you be, if you being hated for coast to coast sake, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you, but now Jesus said you're going to be hated for his sake. Now, if you're throwing Jesus in there at coast to coast, then that might be a strong possibility.
Oh, yeah, I know I'm hated for my witness for the Lord. We all are, just like you say, the devil be mentioned with you on Facebook and all them other places where you're trying to get out Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's in the airwaves and stuff, but God is in the airwaves and
come
stuff.
Come on.
That's right.
So
that's
he
right.
He allows things to happen, and we just got to go along with it. And that poor lady that's going through some of that, to me, it seems like demonic oppression.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Depression and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's no doubt about it. It's no doubt about it. But that's what the enemy does.
We lift it up to the Lord and everything and put it in the Lord's hand. The best book anybody can read, and I'm telling everybody this, is the Bible.
That's it.
No other book can get you to Christ and to God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's right, my brother. You're absolutely correct.
Nothing but the truth.